The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with my former co-host, the exotic Vivian.
Hey guys, what is up?
Thank you so much for joining me for my new adventure.
Of course, I have to come support.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So a little bit about the show, you know, we're just listening to adventure stories of all of our fellow professional daters so people can, you know, just hear that we're just normal people. Like, that's the whole point of it, is we are normal people and we go on normal dates. Yep. And lots of things happen during our dates.
Yeah.
You know, I just did an interview, you know, like an hour ago with Layla, and she told this crazy cat story. And so now you're going to tell us. Oh my God. It was in Miami too. So that was like the fun part about it. Yes.
You went out with a crazy cat lady? No, I'm kidding.
No, the cat was crazy. Like, jumped in the car, a whole thing. Got it. If you guys didn't hear that episode, go back and listen to episode 3.
Check it out. Yeah.
It was a wild story. I was like, oh my. But the fun thing is, like, the client, you know, he kept returning because she handled this crazy night very well. Yeah. So that's the most important part. So if you guys have not heard of the exotic Vivian and our former show, The Sexy Escort Guide, I guess you've been living under a rock.
Or you're a hater.
Or a hater. One or the other. I'm assuming that if they're a hater, they're probably not listening to this.
They actually are. The haters listen the most.
Oh, well, that's really
they
weird.
They need something to judge you on. Duh.
Oh, well, I guess judge me all day. I'm just over here minding my black girl business, okay?
Same.
My black girl hoe business.
Same.
So we'll give the listeners, because there might be somebody new, so let's give the listeners a little bit of background about you. How long, where is your home base right now?
I am based in Miami.
Oh, how's the weather down there?
It's amazing, as always. I'm actually looking at the water right now.
Oh,
it's great.
I'm jealous. I'm stuck in my hole here, my black hole.
I mean, I like your I know you said you made that background yourself. I like your background. I mean,
yeah,
skilled person, ma'am, because I would not be able to do any of that shit. I would order the sign and that's it.
No, so I wanted to cover the foam panels so I didn't feel like I was like in an insane asylum.
Did you like hot glue it, or
so I hot glued the foam panels onto poster boards so it wouldn't mess up my walls, and then I nailed the poster board into the walls. I didn't want like peeling drywall off. You know,
I mean, that's pretty smart.
And so I didn't want to look at the foam panels because that's just depressing. I was like, I wanted a nice environment that I would want to sit in here and work, right? So then
looked very pretty.
Thank you. So then I ordered the greenery to cover it, and then I threw flowers in it. So now it's just like, it turned into a whole thing. Like, it went from just recording in here to turn into a whole thing. So
knowing you, I believe that. But yeah.
Great. Everything I do is like always
the most. The most.
The most. Like, why can't I just be normal for once?
Normal's overrated.
Oh, but it would be like so much easier in my life. Anyway, so how long have you been dating professionally?
I started in mid 2014.
Okay.
And like my first trip was to Dubai.
I
started touring internationally as soon as I hit the ground. I only became more local like as of late 2017. So from 2014 to 2017, I was literally globetrotting.
Like, I still want to go to Dubai, but I'm like,
let's plan it. I'm actually trying to, I'm thinking about planning like a whole girls trip internationally, but it has to be like very limited. We'll see. But Dubai is probably going to be a good location, but it has to be very limited because, you know, hoes are crazy. So So yeah. Yes. But yeah, let's plan it. I'm always up for a trip, as we know. But let's see what's going on with the whole war and
I know there's
and COVID. So that's why I haven't really traveled much. It's like so much going on.
Yeah, I went to Europe last summer for my birthday, and shit was wild because of COVID. See? So
yeah,
I mean, I still had a great time, but it still was like, you know, just things weren't the same. Like the Eiffel Tower.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Off. Like that's why I didn't want to travel, because the experiences are going to be different. And like there's another girl based in Amsterdam, and she was saying they just lifted all their stuff like a month ago or something. So they were on lockdown while everybody else was open.
Well, and I'm just Florida, like, you know, Florida geez. Never closed. So there's
that. Well, yeah. Well, Florida, Florida, man.
We are wild out here in these
yes,
streets.
Yes, we are. Know? And we didn't okay. die. So.
Well, I stayed in the house for the most
as
part.
As did I. So, as yeah, did I. You went to Paris. I stayed in the house.
Well, that's because Paris had restrictions. You know, they were safe. I wore my mask, though. I wore my mask the entire time. I mean, I was on, like, what was that? Like a 14-hour flight with the mask on? That sucked.
Now, that definitely sucks.
That sucked. So I was very fortunate to get a first-class flight.
I was going
to
say, did you at least fly first class?
Thank you. Thank you, kind sir, for paying
the lie-back seats.
For bankrolling my lifestyle. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So I did get, that was my first time flying first class internationally.
Wasn't it amazing?
It was great. So I just like threw my blanket over my head so I could take my mask off, because I was like trying to sleep with this mask on. It sucks. Yeah, no. But anyway, so back to you and your dating story. So before you let us know about this date that I don't know if I haven't heard about this date. You're probably the first and last person that I didn't hear the date, like at least beforehand.
Why? Because you didn't trust the other guests.
Because I have to make sure that the date aligns with the show.
Not busting it wide open, no.
Some of these stories are...
Let me stop. Okay.
You know, some stories are just meant for different shows and different avenues, you know?
I know.
Not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just, you know, I just want to highlight us in a very different light. So,
plus, if you're going to be sharing all that kind of stuff and being all TER, you should pay all that shit. You should not do it for free. I'm just saying.
If right. All those, like, graphic. The really, yeah, the juicy stories. And, like, you know, so... my family is going to be listening to this show, so I also don't want
damn,
that.
So now I got to be on my best behavior. Hey, Sam.
You know, hey, I told them.
We only went to church, I promise.
Well, I told them about the show, and my sister and her husband are like trying to subscribe.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
I'm like, wait,
no.
the show isn't out yet, guys. Wait, hold on. Oh, like, geez. I'll let you know when it's out. So, yeah, this is
family, well, at least they're supportive.
Very family friendly show here.
Yeah.
just dating stories. We're very innocent, you know, just dating.
Yeah.
So, okay. So this show I haven't heard, but who planned this date?
He did for the most part. Yeah.
Oh, that's, I think the last, three episodes I did, no, two of them, two of the three episodes I did, the companion, they planned the date. So it's nice to hear that guys also like to plan really good dates.
Most of my really good dates, the guys plan. And honestly, I really don't like planning, even though I'm a great planner, as we all know. I rather just show up. I rather just get dressed and show up to wherever you tell me to show up and be amazed and enjoy.
I also like when the guy plans a really good date, because I mean, we're just doing this professionally, so we're really busy actually dating. So it sometimes can be a little bit much if we have to plan like a whole date, whereas, you know, they're only doing one date or however many dates, but I'm sure not as many as we are. So it's a little bit easier on us, but it's okay. I do like planning some dates. I have planned some good ones, but I also love when a wonderful gentleman plans a date for us. So was this your first date with this client?
Yes, and I've seen him since Ooh. Then again, but this was my first date.
Oh, that is fun. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when was this date?
This was less than 6 weeks ago. The first time I met him. Yeah.
Oh, and then you guys have been seeing each other several times since then. Okay.
I mean, well, I've only seen him a couple of times since then, but I'm set to see him again soon. So,
I mean,
there's that.
Like 4 dates in 6 weeks. That's a lot. Like, he's smitten, to say the least, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he was smitten from before we met, which is always good.
Oh, yeah.
He read the website. Like, he definitely knew his P's and Q's. So it was good.
Did he listen to the show and connect with your personality?
He did. He did. And he said he was definitely afraid that he was going to have bad breath, according to me, because of episode 17.
You know.
I was dying laughing. I was like, why did you? He was like, but I love that about you. I'm like, good.
It's so funny. I still, like, there will be people that will find me and then they'll find the show and they'll go and, like, binge listen to all the past episodes that I was on. And they always, every time they get to that episode, they're like, I was really nervous to meet you after that. And they'll walk in and be like, is my breath okay?
That's good. I think I'd rather have that than the ones that you have to literally shove their face down the sink and brush their teeth for them. But luckily for me, he was, like, hygiene wise impeccable, the best, and those are always the best ones, because then you can really, like, relax and enjoy them instead of being
because then it's not as natural being with them when you're, like, not that excited.
It takes away, guys, listen up, it takes away from the experience if you have issues.
This is very true. Okay, so without further ado, let us know what happened on this beautiful night in, I'm assuming, Miami.
Yes, this was in Miami adjacent, but
okay,
I'm not gonna say the actual city, but
whatever. It's Miami. It's all Miami. Okay,
yes, that's the same. It was in Miami. Okay, so of course, as you know, I had texted you because this guy wanted me to dress casual. And as we all know, I don't know what that is.
Yes. She texted me and was like, Chantel, this guy asked me to dress casual. What does that mean? And I was like, what?
I'm like, I only know high fashion or, you know, pajamas or naked. Like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really know what casual is. Gym clothes. That's casual for me.
No, that's athleisure.
Whatever. I don't know what casual is. So I texted you and I texted 3 other girls.
Oh my God.
To get, like, an opinion. And, you know, I settled on my outfit, which I texted you the picture of. And you were like, you just can, like, not wear heels. I was like, hey.
At least they were small heels.
Yeah,
they were still casual.
Smaller heels, but, you know. So yeah. I dressed up. I was a little nervous, as we always are. I mean, I don't think we will ever not be nervous when we're seeing somebody for the first time.
Oh, God, no. It's part of the excitement as well.
It is. Like, but, you butterflies. Know, I did my screening, so all that stuff checked out. So we're good there. But there are still those butterflies. Anyways, I told him I would be taking Uber, and he insisted that I get Uber Black. Ooh. And continues to insist that I get Uber Black.
I love it. we're starting off the date right before we even get there. Okay.
And then even one time, the second time when I went to go see him, I had just taken, like, a regular Uber, and he was like, what did I tell you?
You cannot take a regular Uber,
like,
with me.
What do you think this is? I was like, oh, shit. Sorry, sir. He was like, I'm paying for it. Like, get Uber Black only. I was like, okay, cool. Anyways.
Well, if you insist.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here I am in the Uber Black on my way to him. We actually met at the restaurant first that we were going to have dinner, which was one of my favorite Mexican restaurants in Miami.
Do you want to share the name?
No. Okay. But it's one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. Do your research and you might find it. Or you can actually DM me privately and I'll tell you, but I'm not going to say it on here.
No, I want to add it so that if somebody's in Miami, they're like, oh, Vivian recommended this, but it's fine if you want to keep it.
Yeah, feel free to DM me if you're that interested. Okay. Anyways, so I meet him at the restaurant and he was sitting there also dressed casually. And he looked at me and he goes, wow, you're like even more beautiful than what I thought you were gonna be, or like you're more beautiful than your photos. And in my mind, I'm going, you don't see my face, so I don't know how you.
Well, that he's like, you're way more beautiful than that blur, okay? Yeah,
right, like that blur was taken away from your beauty, girl. But anyway, so we sit down, and he tells me how he was actually a little bit nervous, but he felt like he'd known me forever, just based on reading my website. Yeah. And you know, we're eating dinner and the conversation is just flowing. You know how you just talk to somebody and then you feel like you've known them for years, and
yeah, you just, it's a whole,
like,
vibe.
There was never like a awkward moment or whatever. Like, it was, I don't know how to, it was just great. It was a perfect situation. And of course, me being a foodie, I'm stuffing my face. We're talking. Yeah. He's asking me questions.
Did you have any food that was noteworthy?
Well, knowing me and my disdain for carbs, well, my love-hate relationship with carbs,
this, you hate them.
I don't. I love carbs, but you know, carbs don't love me. But anyways, this particular restaurant, actually, because I always order the same thing when I go to Mexican restaurants. I either do the tacos. I definitely do guac. Everybody does guac, obviously. Spicy guac. And then I do the tacos or I do quesadillas. But this time I chose to do tacos. But they substitute your tortilla with lettuce. And I thought that was amazing.
Taco. Yeah.
Yes. So everything else is good except for the tortilla. You're like, no. Well, you don't eat meat, so it's fine. It was amazing. Taco. It was so
give me a chalupa. You know, buy it. All right. So you had a lettuce taco.
All right. Don't be a hater.
I'm hating.
Several lettuce tacos and I actually ate some of his tacos, which he had tortilla. So I did eat some carbs and I ate chips with my guac. Like, I'm not like crazy. Like, I'm still going to eat the chips. It's just like, I have to limit my carb intake. It's just, you know, not everybody can be naturally skinny with big boobs like you, Chantel.
We know that's not true. Okay. All the yoga that I have to do is limiting what I eat. Okay.
Okay,
so
fine.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway,
we're not talking about my weight today. Moving on.
Okay. So, but the dinner flowed just great. Like, he kept asking questions. That was one of the things, my most favorite thing about dinner with him, aside from the great food, was that the questions he was asking me were questions that someone who gave a shit about you would ask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always nice.
We've all been on dates where it was just, you know, out to have a good time. The guy didn't really ask you shit, and you were more the one leading the conversation because this
or they're asking about the job.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that gets really boring having to talk about that all the time.
Exactly. And it does get a little, but it is in the job where we carry the conversation and lead it where it
needs
to go. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I can talk to anybody and I can make you feel like we just had the best conversation and I didn't even share anything about myself.
Right.
It's a gift. But he was actually inquisitive about my life, which was great. Like, he asked me about my goals. And he was asking it in a way where it almost seemed like he was trying to finance it, which was also good too.
Like, sir, we take blank checks for sure.
Hey.
Okay.
But anyway, so after the dinner was done, we actually went for a stroll because this restaurant is on a walkable street in a popular area. So we went for a stroll and we had some gelato. There was like a gelato place. And we were just talking some more. I swear, it felt like the best first date. Oh, and then he decided to extend. Because at first, it was just a dinner date. The minute I sat down, he was like, this is going to be an overnight.
Oh, so where did you guys carry after the conversation walking, where'd you guys go after that?
Then we went back to his boat, which he had just bought. a nice size boat. And then,
well, okay, I know not too many details, but can we get some footage size?
Oh, it was about 85 foot. Yeah.
Yachts?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it is a yacht, but
it is a yacht.
We all call it boats here.
So. Well, yeah, we're in Florida. They're just boats. But yes, for the people who are not in Florida, they are yachts.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, you know, little fishing boat.
It would be considered a yacht.
It's like, I mean, there's a bathroom.
There are 4 staterooms in there. So.
Oh, okay. So very lovely evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the water.
Yep. And then the night that we met, some game was playing that was supposedly really good, and I think it was football. Yeah, it was a football game. So he turns on the TV. He was like, I just need to get this score. And then he proceeded to open up a $45,000 bottle of tequila, which I posted some of this on my stories like after the fact. Yeah, I know.
How much? Did I hear that right? I think my ear stopped listening.
You heard it right. Apparently,
$45,000.
Yeah, he knew the distillery, and I think he invested in it too. And this was like a limited edition bottle because there was some art on it too. Yeah, it was. But we were fucked up.
Be too on a $45,000 bottle.
For those of you who don't know me, I only drink when I'm having a good time. Like, yes. If I'm not having a good time, I will nurse the same drink forever and I will not get drunk. It just happened to me this weekend when I hung out with one of my civilian friends and she wanted to go to all these dumb clubs. I literally was sober as fuck because I was just not feeling it. But of course, it was her birthday, whatever. But anyway, yeah. I don't drink unless I'm having a good time. So that's how much of a good time we were having. We were both fucked up. Of course, he also has champagne there for me because we know.
Yeah, you and your champagne.
Yes. And of course, we're doing shots of the $45,000 bottle of tequila. And then the intimate part was great too. Like, it was all great, girl. It was like an amazing date. Like, nothing sucked. And I mean nothing. Because, you know, you might have like some that maybe it wasn't that, it was average at best. No, it was phenomenal.
So the takeaway from this date is you had a whole Mexican night. And then
casual too. It wasn't like pomp and circumstance. It was a casual night with a really down-to-earth, laid-back guy who was interested.
But a very, very, like, Mexican theme, right? You had the Mexican food or whatever. Yes. And then
we definitely had tequila at dinner,
and then
too.
The tequila $45,000 bottle of tequila.
We drank at the restaurant, too.
I'm still over here, and I'm like, I did not know any of this, y'all. This is the first time I'm also hearing that this was a $45,000.
I posted it on my story.
30. You know I'm not on social media like that. I suck. I know. But I'm like, that's 30s behind it, just in case anybody is confused at what they heard. There's the number 4 and 5 and then 000.
Yeah.
A comma,
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, well, let me go take my broke ass home.
Don't use those words. Don't be speaking dumb shit into the universe. You take your rich, really, really rich ass home.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't can I finish my damn date if you're over here like obsessing over this stupid bottle? No one even cares about the bottle.
Yeah, I guess you don't if you're drinking it. Go ahead, continue. No, but
seriously, I've been around so much gaudiness. I've been to Dubai a million times. What do you think happens over there?
I don't know. I've never been to Dubai.
I had a client once rent out a whole floor.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
In a very nice hotel.
That's lovely.
Yeah. So, guys over there spend money on crazy shit. So this was nice, But I wasn't like, oh my God, a $45,000. I was just more like into having a good time with him and, you know, doing some shots and drinking. And yeah.
So continue on with this extravagant evening on the boat.
Hello. It was a casual night. Did I not preface this by saying?
You did. Continue with this extravagant casual evening. Just because y'all dress casual does not mean that this was not extravagant, okay?
Oh my goodness.
Let's stop the foolishness. Stop it.
Anyways, and the next morning we went for breakfast at one of his favorite places. We walked over there. It was nice. And then we went for a stroll again. It was a very nice.
I guess we won't get to know this breakfast spot, guys. You're going to have to DM her for that.
You're
going
to have
well.
To DM me for that, too.
She's not the Miami food guide.
I mean, I could be.
Publicly.
I just, you know, because I'm telling this story, I just don't want to, you know, accidentally say something that might.
Oh, that's revealing.
Because this person is attached, so.
Yeah, okay. So totally understand it. Totally understand.
You know, we still got to practice discretion.
Of course, as always.
But yeah, no, I mean, it was really a great, wholesome date. Nothing sucked. That's all I'm going to say. I was mad that I had to sleep in makeup, though, because he didn't tell me that it was going to be an overnight.
I mean, can you not, like, use just soap and water?
What like, is wrong when you're, with you?
Well, like, when you're in a pinch, I mean.
No. I would rather sleep in makeup than use soap. What? Ew, no. So, okay, what happens after I wash my face with soap and water? What do I use to moisturize? Do I just grab whatever lotion that's in the cabinet? Yeah.
So everybody knows I don't wear makeup. There you go. Because yeah, I mean, don't know.
I think we stressed that on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just because you don't wear makeup doesn't mean you don't take care of your skin.
Well, I take care of my skin, but I'm thinking like, well, because
you wouldn't have cared because I guess you wouldn't be wearing makeup.
Yes. Because, well, I'm like, I can't wait to get makeup off. Like, I'm like, whenever I have it on for a photo shoot, which is like very rare, I've had my makeup done 2 times in like the last
4 years.
Whenever we had the brunch, maybe that might have been the last
4 years.
No. I had to get my makeup done for a wrestling event because I accidentally used one of those pore sucker things. So it left marks all over my face. I was like, oh my God, why did I do this? So I had to get my makeup done. So that was July of 2019. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was like the last time I had my makeup done. So I don't wear makeup. So I don't know that, like, to
you
me, I'm just
sleep
like,
in it.
I just want to get it off. I just want to get it off as soon as possible.
Trust
I don't
me.
Care.
So do I.
I'll take care of my skin the next day.
Yeah, no. However, you're better off sleeping in makeup than taking it off with the wrong thing. Because then that you can break out. See, like me, I mean, I wasn't going to die in, you know, less than 24 hours.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But he paid for it because my makeup was all over his white sheets.
Don't use soap. Got it.
My makeup was all over his sheets, which he was like, damn. I was like,
oh my God.
This is what happens when you don't tell people.
When you're not prepared.
You know? So.
Well, any last highlights from this date?
All I can say that it was amazing. Amazingly beautiful in a very simple way. That's all I can say.
You know, I do love, like, I was trying to explain this to somebody when they were asking me about they wanted to be on the show. And they're like, I don't have any dates that are good enough. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, did you have a good time? And like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And they're like, well, you know, it wasn't like extravagant. I'm like, that's not what
they're
this is
thinking
about.
They're thinking Pretty Woman, like he sends a private jet for them.
I'm like, this is not a show about what's the most extravagant dates. Now, if somebody wants to share that story, they're welcome to come on. But that's not what this is about. I just want to hear everybody's story and, you know, whatever wonderful evening you had, like, feel free to share it so that everybody can hear that we're just
normal people with normal dates,
normal lives, and this is just a job that provides entertainment to people who are bored.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I specifically picked this story too for that very reason, because it was a casual date, even though you're like, it was a casual date.
It was very casual, extravagant casual.
Yeah. It was like, so now that's like our theme, although he says next time we're going to go somewhere fancy. But,
well, I definitely know the title of this show, this episode.
What?
Extravagantly casual.
I love it.
You know, like, I don't come up with the names until after I've heard the story and I'm like, oh, okay, got that.
Yeah, or casually extravagant, I don't know.
Yeah,
but no, it was such a simple date, but it made me smile because of the guy. Like, he was a good date. That's all I can say.
That's what I tell people all the time, you know, when civilians ask, because I'm very open about what I do. Mm-hmm. So civilians always ask, you know, they want to hear all the, you know, they want to hear all these wild, crazy stories.
Oh, it's the sexual part they want to hear. Anyway.
They want to hear. And I'm like, that's really boring. Like, I mean, like, you hear one story, you hear them all.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done? And then tell them and they're like, oh, I'm like, you asked. Because it's never what they're not gonna be.
they're not ready for that.
You ain't ready.
No, and I just tell them, like, we go on very normal dates. Like, it's more of like how the guy treats us. Like, you don't have to have $1 million to take a professional dater on a very lovely evening. Like,
The date is a good date if you cater to the person that you're dating.
Yes.
So, like, he obviously read my website and, you know, got a good vibe for me, which he even said, I don't know if I want to say this, but he said he feels like we're soulmates.
Oh.
And not in a very weird, manipulative, you know how some people, like, just say shit just so they can get something out of you? No.
No. I've heard that before from clients that felt like, you know,
but we most were clients are not really spiritual like that. But yeah, he felt that we were lovers in a past life. That was his exact terminology. I was like, okay.
Well, I mean, listen, he's not just talking it. He's being about it because you know, he booked you after that and you guys have a date coming up soon.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you're going to have to text me and let me know how your next date goes.
Is there going to be more bottles?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. Like, is there going to be more overpriced tequila?
Probably. He's kind of a casually overpriced guy.
Well, if he has any casual overpriced friends that want to do a double date, you know, that wants me to sample $45,000 bottles of tequila, I am only a 45-minute flight away. I can be down in Miami this evening right now.
And so very soon, Brightline is going to connect us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's set for, I think they said, early spring. So,
okay. Well,
I would
listen,
probably spend more time over there if that happens, because I don't know if you've heard of Brightline, but it's like Richard Branson's train,
like one of those speed trains that they've been talking about for the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's very luxurious and, you know, clean and fast, because you can take it from here to West Palm. And I've done that with some clients before. So,
and they have a first class
cabin, you know, even coach is normal too.
Yeah.
So it's,
I can't wait to try that.
So it's,
all right,
it's coming.
Well, you hear that, guys. I can be down in Miami now in a train as well. So I'm just saying, if you need somebody to sip tequila with you, I'm your girl.
Hey.
Anyway. Okay, so before we go, let everybody know where they can follow you on social media.
Throughout all the platforms, IG, Twitter, TikTok, it's at Exotic Vivian. That's EXOTICVIVIAN.
And you can also listen to her on her podcast,
Our former podcast, the Sexy Escort Guide podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at TSEG Podcast and on Instagram at TSEGP, and also on Patreon, patreon.com/TSEGP.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Vivian, for coming on and sharing this wonderfully extravagant casual dating story.
Thanks for having me. I was excited to share my very casual, normal date, you know, just to show that we're normal people.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in on another episode of Hoe Ventures. As always, keep it sexy.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Hoe Ventures, and on Instagram at Hoe Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.